哈利路亚，各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Hallelujah, peace be with all of you.
感谢主耶稣的恩典啊，在安息日，我们下午继续来聚会来敬拜神。
And thank God's grace that on the Sabbath day we may continue to have a worship service.
更感谢主耶稣的恩典，在这一次我们有机会在喜乐坡教会在这里来承办冬季的学生联会。
And thank God's grace that we are able to have this student spiritual convocation here in Hillsboro Church.
那在这次的学生联会的主题是以过着圣洁的生活来作为给所有年轻人的勉励。
The theme of this spiritual convocation is living in holiness.
所以依照课表的安排，今天安息日的下午以成为或者是你是圣洁的国度作为彼此分享的题目。
Therefore, the topic for today's mutual encouragement is You are a holy nation.
那我觉得这个题目可以再略微修正一下。
I believe that we can make some change to this topic.
应该把它改成是我是圣洁的国度。
I think we should change the topic to I am the holy nation.
因为要成为一个圣洁的国度，是神对我们每一个人的期望。
Because it's God's hope that every one of us be a holy nation.
所以并不是由宗教教育的老师谢谢不是由宗教教育的老师对着学生说你要成为圣洁的国度。
Not only should RE teachers say to their students, you should be a holy nation.
或者是一个父母对着自己的孩子说你要成为圣洁的国度。
Or parents say to their children, you shall be a holy nation.
或者是传道对着所有的信徒说你们要成为圣洁的国度。
Or pastors say to the congregation, you shall be a holy nation.
这个成为圣洁的国度是我们主耶稣基督对每一个信徒的期望。
To be a holy nation is the hope that Lord Jesus Christ has for every believer.
是我们每一个人信主的人、爱主的人所需要去努力追求的方向。
It's a goal that every one of us who believe in Christ should strive towards.
所以既然这是主耶稣的期盼。
Since this is Jesus' hope for us,
那这是我们努力的方向。
And this is the goal that we should strive towards.
那我们就要尽力学习怎么样让我成为圣洁的国度。
Then we should try our very best to learn how, what should we do to become a holy nation?
我们来看一下彼得前书第二章。
Please turn to 1 Peter chapter 1, chapter 2.
彼得前书的第二章。
1 Peter chapter 2.
彼得前书第二章的第九节。
Chapter 2 verse 9.
这里说唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是有君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民，要叫你们宣扬那召你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。第十节
Verse 10.
你们从前算不得子民，如今却做了神的子民，从前未曾蒙连续，现在却蒙了连续。
Verse 9, but you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for God's own possession, so that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who has called you out of the darkness into his marvelous light. 10, for you once were not a people, but now you are the people of God. You had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy.
那在这里，这是我们非常熟悉的经节。
This is a passage that we are very familiar with.
并且在这里，借着使徒彼得，神告诉我们了他对我们的期盼。
Through Apostle Peter, God, is telling us his hope for us.
神希望我们成为神希望我们成为属于他的国度。
God wants us to become His kingdom.
是有尊荣的，是有一个尊贵的身份的。
That we are honorable, we have an honorable status.
所以这是主耶稣召我们的目的。
This is the purpose of His calling.
那既然这是他对我们的目的
，Since this is the purpose that He has for us,
那这就是我们要努力的目标。
Then we should strive towards that goal.
我们看《帖撒罗尼迦前书》的第四章。
Please turn to 1 Thessalonians chapter 4.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第四章。
1 Thessalonians chapter 4.
第七节。
Verse 7.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第四章第七节。
1 Thessalonians chapter 4 verse 7.
这里说神召我们本不是要我们沾染污秽，乃是要我们成为圣洁。在这里告诉我们说，神召我们每一个人都有一个目的。
This verse tells us that God has called us for a very for His purpose.
或者我们来到神的面前有不同的原因。
Perhaps we come before God for different reasons.
经由不同的方式，最后来到神的面前。
We came before Him through different methods.
但是不管你怎么来的。
But no matter how you came before Him.
不管你来是什么原因。
No matter what for what reason you come before Him.
我们都要知道神对我们有一个目的。
We have to know that God has a purpose for us.
这个目的就是要我们成为圣洁。
And that purpose is for us to become sanctified.
所以在这里告诉我们说，我们是一个，我们要成为圣洁的国度，属神的子民。
Here it tells us to become a holy nation, a people belonging to God.
所以在彼得前书这里告诉我们了三件事情。
First Peter tells us three things.
彼得前书第九章第一个告诉我们的是，我们要认知自己的身份。
The first thing it tells us is that we have to understand our status.
我们是什么身份？
What is our status?
我们是被神特别拣选的族类。
We're a race chosen by God.
我们是在神眼中有尊贵身份的祭司。
We are a honorable priest, a royal priesthood before God.
我们是属神以他为王的国度。
We belong to God and we're His holy nation.
我们是专属神的百姓。
Were the people belonging to God.
所以一个人要成为圣洁的国度，必须要先认知自己的身份。
Before a person can become a holy nation, he must understand his status.
要知道自己是谁。
He has to know who he is.
为什么认清自己的身份这么重要？
Why is it so important for he to know that who he is?
因为我们的价值观，我们的决定，常常是跟着我们对自己身份认知来改变的。
Because this understanding will influence our decision and our value system.
所以今天在你自己的眼中，
In your eyes,
你是谁？
Who are you?
你的身份是什么？
What is your status?
作为一个父母，
As a parent,
你有父母相应的责任。
You have the duty to teach.
同时你对你的孩子有相应的方式。
And you have a method of getting along with your children.
在你的，如果你是一个公司的员工，
If you're an employee,
这是你的身份，
That's your status.
所以你就有相应应该要负的责任。
There are certain duties that comes with the status.
同时也有你需要追求努力的方向。
There is a goal that you should strive towards.
所以在这里我们要先认清自己的身份。
So here we must first understand our status.
知道自己是谁，明白自己的尊贵。
To know who we are and understand how honorable we are.
使我们能够有力量在这个天国路上努力前进。
So that we can have strength to continue on this journey of faith.
为什么这么说？
Why do we say this?
因为一个人会追求自己认为最有价值的。
Because a person will pursue after the thing that he thinks is the most important.
如果你认为自己的身份很尊贵，
If you think that your status is honorable,
你的行为举止就会活得像一个尊贵的人。
Then the way you act, the way you talk will follow that ideal.
你所重视、所追求的目标就会跟你的身份相符合。
What you think is important, the goal that you pursue will be in accordance with the status that you think you have.
所以我们今天要看明白自己是谁。
Therefore, today we must understand who we are.
有些信徒会觉得说做基督徒很辛苦。
Some believers might think that it's very hard to be a Christian.
限制很多。
There are so many limitations.
聚会很长。
Worship services are so long.
祷告很久。
You have to pray for so long.
就在想说为什么一个基督徒要经过这一些这么辛苦的过程。
Why would a Christian go through such a difficult journey?
当别人可以在外面游玩的时候，
When other people are outside playing,
我们必须坐在这里聚会。
We have to sit here in the chapel and have worship service.
当别人可以加班赚更多的钱，
When others are working late to earn more money,
我们要在这里来遵守神的诫命。
We have to come here to keep God's commandment.
所以如果不清楚自己的身份，
If we do not understand our status,
就会觉得自己损失了。
We will think that we're losing something.
会觉得自己限制很多。
Or that we're bounded by many restrictions.
好像吃亏了。
As if we're losing.
但是如果一个人今天了解自己是谁，
But if we, on the other hand, if we understand who we are,
能够明白自己身份的价值，
If we understand how valuable our status is,
这样子我们所努力的、所追求的就会有正确的方向。
then we will pursue after the right goal.
所以我们要求神打开我们的眼睛。
Therefore, we must ask God to open our eyes.
或许这个世界的人看不清楚我们在做什么。
Perhaps the people of this world do not understand what we're doing.
或许这个世界的人不知道我们到底在追求什么。
Or they don't understand what we are pursuing after.
他看不到我们真正尊贵的身份是什么。
They cannot see the honorable status that we have.
所以他们会觉得我们努力的方向很奇怪。
Therefore, they might think that the goal of our pursuit is very strange.
他会觉得我们行走追求的方向很奇怪。
They might think that the decision, the way that we choose to walk on is very strange.
但是我们自己要看清楚。
But we ourselves must understand.
知道自己是谁。
Understand who we are.
我是神的孩子。
I am God's children.
我是真教会的信徒。
I'm a believer of the true church.
我是走在神道路上面的百姓。
I'm a person walking on God's path.
我是神圣洁的国度。
I'm a holy nation belonging to God.
所以认清自己的身份可以给你行走天路的力量。
Knowing who we are will give us strength to walk on this journey to heaven.
能够使我们能够在这条路上越走越有力。
As we travel on this journey, we will gain strength upon strength.
所以在这里告诉我们，第一件事情是我们要清楚自己的身份。
Here, the first thing it tells us is that we need to understand our status.
那在认清自己的身份之后，就会有相应而来的本分。
After we understand our status, we will know what our duties.
我们知道自己是被拣选的族类。
Duties are, we know that we are a chosen race.
我们知道自己要成为那个圣洁的国度。
We know that we have to be a royal priesthood.
那我们要怎么做？
The holy nation, then what should we do?
我们看回来彼得前书的第二章。
Let's turn back to 1 Peter chapter 2.
彼得前书第二章的第九节。
Chapter 2 verse
9. 他在这里说，你们是属神的子民，要叫你们宣扬那召你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。那这里告诉我们说，一个尊贵的身份有他相应必须承担的本分。
An honorable status comes with its corresponding duties.
那在这里说有两个本分是我们必须要做的。
There are two duties that we must perform.
第一个就是我们要出黑暗入光明。
First, we need to leave, come out of darkness and enter into light.
什么叫做出黑暗入光明？
What does it mean to come out of darkness and enter light?
就是今天一个人啊，如果你认知你自己的身份不同。
That is, if a person knows that he is different.
你看到了你自己存在的价值。
He sees the value of his existence.
那你自然会有那个生命更新的改变。
Naturally, he will transform his life.
能够脱离那个过去黑暗的辖制。
He will leave the way of darkness that he was bound by.
在马太福音里面告诉我们，
Matthew tells us,
当耶稣来了，
when Jesus came,
当救恩临到了，
when salvation came,
就好像那个坐在那个死荫幽暗里面的人啊，终于领受到亮光。
It's like people in the darkness have finally received light.
我们在过去可能是活在黑暗之中。
In the past, we might be living in darkness.
我们在过去可能生活没有方向，没有目标，而且没有盼望。
We might not have a direction of life or any hope.
并且感觉到好像有什么常常缠累自己的心，常常绑住自己的生命。
We feel that there's something entangling us and wrapping our hearts.
但是在这里告诉我们说，当我们认识了主耶稣基督。
But here it tells us if we know Jesus Christ,
我们就可以脱离那个黑暗罪恶的辖制。
Then we can escape the dominion of darkness.
有人在讲啊。有一天有一个人问了一个问题。
One day a person asked a question.
他问他的三个孩子。
He asked his three children.
他说，如果今天给你一个黑漆漆的房间。
If today I give you a house full of darkness.
你怎么样把这个房间给填满？
How would you fill this house?
那个大儿子就讲。
The oldest son said.
我就可以搬很，他就想一想就说，我们种田的，我可以搬很多的稻子把它里面塞满。
The oldest one, he's a farmer, so he said that I can bring all my grains and fill in the house.
爸爸说，还是有空隙。
But the father said, but there's still some empty space.
二儿子比较聪明。
The second son is more wise.
他说我可以堆很多的沙，把它填得满满密密的。
He said that I can pack the space with sand.
爸爸说，可是你倒一杯水，它还是会渗下去。
The father said, if I pour a cup of water into the sand will sink.
然后爸爸就问小儿子。
The father asked the youngest son.
一个黑暗的房间。
A dark room.
你怎么样让它完全？充满
How would you fill a dark room?
小儿子想了一想
The youngest son thought for a moment.
他说我就点一根蜡烛
He said, I will light a candle.
当这个房间里点了一根蜡烛
When you light a candle in the room,
那这个光就会照亮整个房间
Its light will shine in the room.
每一个角落都能够照到
It will shine every corner.
所以我们的生命在过去可能是在黑暗之中
Perhaps our past lives were lived under in darkness.
因为不认识基督，所以没有亮光
Because we don't know Jesus, so we don't have light.
但是今天主耶稣来了
But today Jesus has come.
主耶稣进入我们的生命
He's entered into our lives.
主耶稣就是这个亮光。照亮我们那个黑暗的心。
He is this light that shines in our heart of darkness.
所以我们今天得到这样的恩典。
Therefore, since we have received this grace,
我们能够有力量脱离黑暗。
We have received the power to come out of darkness.
我们可以脱离那个黑暗冰冷的心房。
We can come out of the cold darkness.
因为主耶稣的慈爱，使我们的心里得到光明，得到温暖。
It's because of Lord Jesus' love that our heart may be warm.
所以一方面我们要感谢主。
On one hand, we have to thank God.
另外一方面，我们也要努力帮别人的心点燃这根蜡烛。
On the other hand, we have to try hard to light this candle in other people's hearts.
在这里说一个黑。要脱离黑暗，进入光明。
Here it tells us to come out of darkness and enter into the light.
同时也告诉我们说，一个人呐、信主之后、生活必须要改变。
This tells us that after we believe in Christ, we must change our life.
必须要成为圣洁。
We have to become holy.
要活出一个与得救的恩相称的生活。
And live a life worthy of the grace that we have received.
我们来看一下彼得前书第一章。
Please turn to 1 Peter chapter 1.
彼得前书的第一章。
1 Peter chapter 1.
彼得前书第一章第十四节。
1 Peter chapter 1 verse 14.
我们从13节开始念哈。
Let's read from verse 13.
彼得前书第一章的13节。
1 Peter chapter 1 verse 13.
这里说，所以要约束你们的心，谨慎自守，专心盼望耶稣基督显现的时候所带来给你们的恩。14节。
Verse 14.
你们既做顺命的儿女，就不要效法从前蒙昧无知的时候那放纵私欲的样子。15节。
Verse 15.
那招你们的既是圣洁，你们在一切所行的事上也要圣洁。16。
Verse 16.
因为经上记着说，你们要圣洁，因为我是圣洁的。这里告诉我们说，一个人必须要出黑暗入光明。
This passage tells us that a person must come out of darkness and enter into light.
所以我们必须要先被神的光亮所充满我们的心。
We must first fill our heart with light of God.
并且在我们的生命要开始有所改变
，and start changing our lives.
要改变成什么样子
？To what form?
这里说要成为圣洁
，to be holy.
因为招我们的主是圣洁的
，because the Lord who called us is holy.
所以要怎么样？我们神对我们的期望是什么
？What is God's hope for us?
就是要像他。
Is to be like him.
但是要怎么像他呢
？How do we be like him？
在这里给了我们几个方法。
Here gives us a few methods.
这里第一个说十三节说你们要约束你们的心。
Here it says in verse 13, prepare minds for action.
约束自己的心就是自己要有自制力。
Meaning that we need to have self-control.
要能够给自己一些限制。
We need to control or give us some limits and restrictions.
有人说信耶稣不是得自由吗
？Some people say, don't we have freedom when we believe in Christ?
那为什么要约束自己的心呢
？Why do we need to control our hearts?
信耶稣不是得自由吗
Don't we have freedom when we believe in Jesus?
那我不是应该可以做自己任何自己想做的事情？
Doesn't that mean I can do anything I want to do?
要不然我怎么有自由呢？
Otherwise, how can I have freedom?
那这样的观念是不对的。
This is a wrong concept.
信耶稣得自由。
Believe in Jesus and you shall have freedom.
信耶稣得释放。
Believe in Jesus and you shall be set free.
这得的是什么自由？
What kind of freedom do you receive?
是不犯罪的自由。
It's a freedom to not sin.
是脱离黑暗辖制的自由。
A freedom to escape darkness.
所以有时候我们会听到有些人在说，
Sometimes we might hear,
新约时代是恩典时代。
Here are some people say that the New Testament is the grace period.
新约时代是自由时代。
It's a period of freedom.
安息日是自由哦。
Sabbath is free.
安息日是恩典哦。
Sabbath is grace.
所以我去不去都没有关系呀。
Therefore, it's okay whether I attend it or not.
我在家里也可以守安息呀。
I can keep Sabbath in my home.
我出去逛街也可以守安息呀。
I can go out shopping and keep the Sabbath.
恩典嘛。
It's grace.
自由啊。
It's freedom.
但是真的是这样子吗？
Is it truly like this?
在新约时代的恩典，
The grace in the New Testament
是让我们能够遵守神诫命的恩典。
It's a grace that will allow us to keep God's commandments.
新约时代的自由，
The freedom in the New Testament
是让我们有能力脱离罪恶辖制的自由。
It's a freedom that gives us power to escape the dominion of sin.
不是犯罪的自由，
It's not the freedom to sin.
不是违背律法的自由，
This is not the freedom to disobey the law.
而是能像保罗所说的，靠着圣灵，我就能够制服那个肉体的情欲。
But this freedom is like what Paul described. By relying on the Holy Spirit, I can have dominion over my lust.
靠着圣灵，我就能够做出我以前做不出来的善。
By relying on the Holy Spirit, I can do the good that I previously cannot do.
脱离那个我以前克制不了的恶。
I can escape the evil that I previously had no power over.
所以在这里，作为圣洁的国度。
Therefore, as the holy nation described here,
要成为圣洁，第一就是要约束我们的心。
The first step to become a holy nation is to control our hearts.
怎么样？该做什么？不该做什么
？Know what we can do and cannot do.
要怎么样生活才能够活得像耶稣基督
？Know how we should live our life so that we can be like Lord Jesus.
怎么样在生活当中谨慎自守，使我们活在主耶稣的期盼之下
？How to be sober in our life so that we can live fulfill the expectation that Christ Jesus has for us.
你知道主耶稣对你有一个期望吗？
Do you know Lord Jesus has an expectation for you?
你知道每天你在行走，主耶稣都在看你所走的每一步吗？
Do you know that every day as you walk, Lord Jesus is watching every step?
每当你能够因为他的道理来约束自己的行为。
Whenever you control your own actions for the sake of His word,
来约束自己的心。
When you control your own heart,
你知道主耶稣会如何的喜悦吗？
Do you know how happy this will make Lord Jesus?
所以作为一个属神的百姓，
Therefore, as a people belonging to God,
我们对自己的心要控制好。
We have to control our hearts.
我们在自己的行为上要有所认识。
We have to understand the consequence of our actions.
借着道理，让我们明白怎么做才是合乎主耶稣的期望。
We need to, with the help of the word of God, we need to understand what we must do to fulfill the expectation of God.
在这里第二个说。
Second.
在这里说你要做顺命的儿女。
This verse tells us that we need to be obedient children.
这个顺命的儿女不是只有针对孩子来讲。
This command is not given only to children.
当然，这是对孩子说，你要在道理中顺服你的父母亲。
Of course, this is commands for the children to tell them that you have to obey your parents in the Lord.
做顺命的儿女。
Become obedient children.
但是更重要的。
But what's most important?
是我们每一个人 都是神的子女。
That every one of us here is God's child.
啊，既然是子女
，since we are His children，
就要懂得顺命。
We have to know how to be obedient.
圣经里面又给我们很多的教导。
The Bible gives us many teachings.
主耶稣给我们做了很多的榜样。
Where Jesus set many examples for us.
但这都是他希望我们要去学习效法的。
He wants us to imitate Him.
所以今天一个顺命的儿女。
An obedient child,
他会学习主耶稣在圣经上所给的榜样，所给的教导。
Will imitate the examples that Lord Jesus has set for us.
今天一个人如果说我很爱我的父母
，If a person says I love my parents very much,
但是他们讲的我通通不听
，But will not listen to anything they say to me.
那这种爱是很空洞的。
Then his love for his parents is very hollow.
这种爱是口头上的。
He's only loving his parents with his words.
今天你说你非常爱神。
Today, if you say you love God very much,
我的心都献给神了。
That you have given your heart to God.
哇，你是我生命的主宰。
That you are the Lord of my life.
但是你圣经上的教导我通通不听。
But I will not listen to any of the teachings you have written in the Bible.
这种信仰也是空洞的。
This kind of faith is empty.
啊，这种爱神也是口头的。
This kind of love for God is only by words.
哦，所以我们今天要成为神顺命的儿女。
Today we must be obedient children of God.
我们第一要知道他到底跟我们说了什么。
First we must understand what exactly has he taught us.
你想顺服。
If you want to obey.
可是如果你根本不知道他说了什么。
But you have no idea what he said.
你要从何顺服起？
Where would you start?
所以顺服的开端在于认识主耶稣的话。
Therefore, the beginning of obedience starts with understanding God's word.
做顺命的儿女在于认识圣经的教导。
To be obedient children, you must first understand the Bible's teachings.
并且在认识之后，能够成为我们人生的目标跟方向。
Furthermore, after we understand the teaching, we have to set them as the goals of our life.
主耶稣告诉我们说，我们要活在他的道或者教训之上。
Lord Jesus instructs us to live in His commandments.
圣经教导我们，我们要努力，我们要接受这个得救的正路。
The Bible encourages to strive to receive this word of salvation.
把那个步骤告诉你了。
The Bible has already told us every step we must take.
把方向跟方法都在圣经里告诉你了。
He's told us It's already told us the direction we must take and the methods that we must use.
那主耶稣就是期盼我们能够照此而行，成为他的儿女。
What Lord Jesus wants us to do is to follow what's written in the Bible and be His children.
那既然成为顺命的儿女
，since we're obedient children，
那我们就会照着主的吩咐来做。
We will do according to Lord's instructions.
那在这里说成为圣洁，还有第三点。
The third point is that we must be holy.
在十四节啊，
彼得前书
一章十四节
，1 Peter 1:14。
在这里说，不要效法从前蒙昧无知时那放纵私欲的样子。
Do not be conformed to the former lust which were yours in your ignorance.
在过去我们不明白。
We did not understand in the past.
在过去我们不了解。
Before we did not understand.
在过去我们不认识神。
Before we did not understand God.
所以在许多事上我们犯错得罪神。
Therefore we have made many mistakes and sinned against God.
如同蒙昧无知、不知好歹的孩子。
We're like ignorant children who were rebellious.
但是在这里告诉我们说，我们现在已经长大了。
But this verse tells us that now we have matured.
眼睛看清楚了。
Now that our eyes have opened.
方向知道了。
Now we know which direction to
go. 就不要再回去过去的生活里面。
Then do not return to your former life.
在认知自己过去的错误。
Understand what mistakes you have made in the past.
我们在神面前彻底的悔改。
Confess and repent before God.
那神的爱会去掉我们过去的污秽以及我们的罪。
Then God's love will wash away our sins and our impurity.
但是在这告诉我们说，这是一个长时间持守的功夫。
This is a work that we must do for a long period of time.
一个人信仰要激动很容易。
It's easy to motivate a person's faith.
要冲动很容易啊。
It's easy to become impulsive.
所以有时候在信主的初期啊，我们会处于那个信仰的高峰。
In the beginning of our faith, we might think that we're riding on the height of our faith.
刚刚接受福音。
When we first received the gospel,
洗礼非常感动。
We felt very touched by water baptism.
哇，感觉自己被神的爱所充满。
We feel that we're filled by God's love.
得圣灵的时候，
we received the Holy Spirit.
哇，感觉到主耶稣的爱，他的恩典充满了我们的生命跟我们的心。
We feel God's Lord Jesus' life and love and grace filled in us, in us abundantly.
这是好的。
This is good.
啊，这个是一个很令人珍惜而且感动的。的体验。
This is an experience that we should treasure.
啊，但是我们的信仰不是纯粹维持在这上面。
However, our faith should not dwell on these things merely.
随着时间的过去，
as time passes by,
啊，我们的信仰是不是逐渐那个感受越来越麻木？
Do we feel numb?
啊，是不是在随着时间的过去，
as time passes?
我们对道理的体验越来越乏味。
Do we think that the teaching of God is boring?
所以我们必须要重新去调整一下我们的信仰。
We must readjust our faith.
因为不是一时的高昂、高亢，一时的激情可以使我们最后得救。
A temporary high cannot bring us salvation.
而是那个细水长流，慢慢走。走到底的信仰，那个才能保证得救。
But a faith that is steadfast and that lasts for a long time is the one that can bring us salvation.
所以在这里告诉我们说，这条路啊，走完才算。
So that's why this verse tells us that it only counts when you finish this journey.
你如果去参加赛跑。
When you participate in a race.
哇，你训练得很辛苦。
You train yourself very hard.
你的那个身体是属于最好的状况。
You make sure that your physical condition is at its very best.
哇，你已经准备了好几天，今天终于要跑了。
You've prepared for a long period of time, and today finally is the day of race.
你说我是最快的。
You say that I'm the fastest.
我一定可以赢。
I will surely win.
哇，结果就枪声一响。
When the gun shots.
哦，你就开始冲啦。
Sounds off, you start to run.
哇，跑啊，跑得非常快。
You run and run very fast.
远远超过其他的人。
You pass other contestants.
你一定赢。
You will surely win.
啊，结果在终点之前。
Before you reach the finish line.
你 oops, 踢到一颗石头。
Whoops, you stumble into a rock.
然后就摔在地上。
And you fall forward.
没有到达终点。
You did not reach the finish line.
也没有摔过终点。
You didn't fall over the finish line.
那不管你之前跑得有多快，
no matter how fast you were running,
哦，不管你跑得有多辛苦，
no matter how hard you were running,
不管你训练的多困多艰，你付出多大的代价来训练，
no matter how much sacrifice you have paid to train yourself,
只要你没有到终点，
if you have not reached the finish line,
在这场赛跑上，
in this race,
你就得不到奖赏，
you will not receive rewards.
哦，所以有这个信仰啊，我们的信仰哦，有这个热忱是好。
It's good to have zeal.
哦，也是应该要有。
We should have zeal.
哦，但是更重要的是
，What's most important is
我们要能够保持这样的信仰，一直到最后的一刻。
We must keep our faith until the very last moment.
哦，能够不断的跑。
We have to continue to run.
哦，可能我们跑得比较慢。
Perhaps we run slow.
但是我们一定要跑到终点。
But we have to make sure that we run to the finish line.
因为只要能跑到终点的，
as long as we run to the finish line,
就有奖赏。
We will have rewards.
当然，如果你跑得非常快，
of course, if you're a fast runner,
又能够跑到终点，
and you can finish the race,
这当然是更好的。
This is even better.
你如果能够一直保持那个对神很亲密的这种。很有活力的信仰。
If you can continue to keep a lively faith before God,
并且能够一直保持这种火热的心，直到你见主那一天。
And continue to keep your zeal until the day you see God.
这是最好的。
This is the very best.
但是跑完才算。
But it only counts when you can finish the race.
所以在这里告诉我们说，不要再回去过去了。
So this passage tells us that do not return to your former life.
过去无知啊。
You were ignorant.
所以神赦免你。
in your past. That's why God forgave you.
过去愚昧啊。
We were foolish in the past.
哦，所以神觉得你很傻，就算了。
God felt that you're foolish.
但是今天你进到神的恩典之下。
He forgave you, but today, since you have entered into His grace,
今天你看到亮光。
You have seen the light.
你眼睛得开。
Your eyes are opened.
你看清楚，说这个是不好的。
You know that this is not good.
罪恶的。
It's evil.
污秽的。
It's dirty.
完全的脱离。
Then you should pull yourself away from this.
在信仰上有绝不回头的决心。
And have this determination not to turn back.
我在这里说，我们进入光，我们从黑暗中进入光明。
When we come out of darkness and turn into light.
啊，第一个是我们生活上，或者是我们自己本身会有自然而然的改变。
First, our life will change naturally.
哦，活出一个像基督的生活。
We will live a life like that of Christ.
哦，这种改变有时候是很自然的。
Sometimes this transformation comes naturally.
哦，所以一个人呐，在认识主之后。
When after a person comes to know God.
啊，得到恩典之后。
After you receive the grace.
他应该要是一个。不一样的人
He should be a different person、
哦、所以说我们叫做更新嘛做新人呢、啊、
That's why we said that's a transformation that is a new person、
啊、既然是这样子
Since this is so、
啊、那我们就赶快来看一下自己
Then we should examine ourselves
我们信主多久了
How long have we believed in
三年
Jesus? 3 years
5年
5 years
10年
10 years
20年
20 years
在这些年的信仰以来
In this past years,
我们看看自己
look at ourselves,
比较过去
compare ourselves today with the self that we have in the past.
今天的我比起二十年的我
the self that we today versus the we 20 years ago.
我改变了吗
The person today, have we changed?
哦、改变是要变更好哦。
Have we changed for the better?、
哦、不要变更坏。
Not for the worse.、
哦、所以比起二十年的我我更好了吗
？When I compare myself to the one that to who I was 20 years ago, am I better today?、
比起我信主之前二十年的我，我更像主耶稣了吗
？20 year, am I, have I become more like Jesus?
哦，二十年后的我
，the person who I am 20 years later，
跟主耶稣更亲近了吗？
Has this person become closer to God?
哦，这是我们每个人都要问自己的问题。
This is a question that we must ask ourselves.
今天的我，比起我过去的我，我是新人吗？
The person that I am today versus the person I am in the past.
如果比一比，
After you make the comparison,
我突然发觉说，怎么今天的我跟二十年的我同样的人？
If you think that the person who I am today is the same as the person that you were in the past 20 years ago,
那问题就很大了。
Then you're in big trouble.
啊，为什么我们没有改变？
How come you we have not changed?
啊，为什么没有更新？
How come we have not transformed?
啊，为什么没有更像主？
How come we are not more like Jesus?
啊，所以我们自己就要重新去检讨哦。
So we need to examine ourselves.
啊，所以我们必须要改变。
We must change.
啊，今天的你
，the you today。
别人怎么看你
？How do other people see you？
哦，你的朋友
，your friends，
你的邻居
，your neighbors。
哦，他们怎么看你
？How do they see you？
信耶稣之前常常吵架。
Before you believe in Christ, you fight always.
信耶稣之后，你看起来还是这么讨厌啊
？If after you believe in Jesus, you're still they still don't like you.
啊，那就很奇怪喽。
Then that would be strange.
哦，所以你身旁的人能够看见你生命的改变吗？
Can people around you see the transformation in your life?
哦，你身旁的人能够看到说你是信耶稣了，你不一样吗
？Can people around you see that you have believed in Jesus and that you have changed?
哦，如果有
，If they can，
感谢主
，Thank God，
你的生命在更新
，Your life is transforming，
你在走入光明之中
，You're in the process of entering into light，、
哦、你活在神的光亮之下
，You're living in the light of God，、
哦、你的生命是充满。活泼的盼望的
，Your life is filled with living hope、
啊。所以我们身旁的人是最准的啊的那个 index 啊的那个指标哈、哦。
The people around us is the most accurate index、
啊。或许我们有时候不觉得
Perhaps we might not think this is so.
但是我们如果常常祷告，
but if we pray continually,
我们常常灵修，
if we cultivate ourselves continually,
或许你自己没有觉得什么不同，
you may think that you may not feel the difference.
但是自然而然，你身旁的人能看出说你是一个不一样的人。
But naturally, people around you will see that you have changed.
所以我们说我们的每一个人啊，我们的生命好像一本书啊。
Our life is like a book.
你身旁的人常常在读你这本书。
People around you are reading this book.
他看到的是什么书？
What kind of book are they, do they see?
是一本很混乱的书吗？
Is it a book full of chaos?
是悲剧吗？
Is it a tragedy?
是笑话集吗？
Is it a comic?
还是能够从你这一本书里面看见生命的亮光？
Can they see the light of life from this book?
借着你这一本书使他们能够认识得救的机会。
Can they come to know salvation through this book?
所以我们今天要看一下自己。
Today we must see ourselves.
我们每天在翻，我们别人每天在翻阅我们这一本书。
We have to look ourselves. People around us are flipping through this book every day.
我们所提供的是什么样的资料？
What kinds of information do we provide them?
那除了生命的改变、生活的更新以外，
In addition to transforming our lives.
当一个人从黑暗当中进入光明，
When a person come out of darkness and turn into light,
同时他的人生追求方向也会有所改变。
The goal of his life will change.
在过去，世界是你的全部。
In the past, the world is your everything.
那自然，你的人生追求就是这个世界嘛。
Naturally, you will pursue after things in this world.
更好的工作。
Better job.
更好的生活环境。
A better environment.
更多的银行存款。
Better, more money in your bank account.
更好的生活享受。
More enjoyment.
所以当一个人啊，人的价值观设在哪里，他努力的方向就是朝着那个方向。
A person will strive towards whatever direction he sets his goal at.
但是在今天啊，当我们蒙了神的光照，
Since today we have received the light of God,
在那一瞬，当我们心里那个亮，被那个亮光充满之后，
When our heart is filled with this light,
那我们的人生观会改变，
Our value system, our view of life will change.
我们的价值观也会改变，
Our value system will also change.
我们的价值观会直接影响到我们的思想，
Our value system has direct impact on our thoughts.
我们思想直接影响到我们的人生的生活态度。
Our mentality will have a direct impact on our attitude to our life.
我们的人生的生活态度会直接反映到我们行事为人的标准。
Our life attitude will impact how we behave in this world.
所以当我们得到一个新的价值观，
So when we have received a new value system,
我们就会有一个新的追求方向。
We will have a new direction of pursuit.
所以你的价值观是什么？
What is your value system?
你人生的追求方向是什么？
What is the direction of your pursuit?
是的，你可以努力工作。
It's true that you can work hard.
圣经告诉我们了，要努力工作哦。
Bible tells us to work hard.
所以不是不要工作哦。
So this doesn't mean that you shouldn't work hard.
人生要努力。
We have to try hard.
工作要认真。
We have to be faithful in our work.
追求更好的生活也没有错。
It's okay to pursue after a better life.
这些都没有问题。
This is not a problem.
但是在这一切之上，
But above it all,
有一个更高的目标。
You should have a higher goal.
有一个更伟大的方向，
A greater direction.
使我们能够放下很多我们原来所喜爱的。
So that we can put aside everything that we like.
所以我们能够使我们能够舍弃很多我们过去所追求的。
So that we can put aside the goals that we previously had.
能够有一个更高的价值观，能够有一个看见。
We need to have a higher value system.
我们就像在圣经里面讲到一个人物叫保罗。
There's a Bible character named Paul.
我们来看，我们如果看保罗的生平啊。
If you look at his life,
我们会发觉说他前后两段的人生非常的不一样。
You'll see that the first and latter parts of his life are very different.
在认识耶稣基督前的人生，
The life he had before he came to know Christ,
他是顺利的。
He was very successful.
他是有成就的。
He had many accomplishments.
他是众人的掌声跟目光的焦点。
He grew up with people's applause.
有能力。
He was very powerful.
有家世背景。
He had great family backgrounds.
有热心。
He had zeal.
有知识。
He had knowledge.
有口才。
He had eloquence.
所有一切 所有一切人所期望的优点，在他身上我们都看得见。
He had everything that we ever desire.
使我们所有年轻人所期望拥有的，他都有。
He had everything that every youth desires.
但是我们看到说，当他认识主耶稣之后
，We see that after he came to know Christ,
他的人生完全的不一样了。
His life changed completely.
我们来看一下哥林多后书的第十一章啊。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 11.
哥林多后书的十一章。
2 Corinthians chapter 11.
哥林多后书十一章的第22节。
Second Corinthians chapter 11 verse 22.
这是保罗在讲到自己为基督所受的苦。
Here Paul describes the suffering that he had gone through for the sake of Christ.
那这里说他们是希伯来人吗？我也是。他们是以色列人吗？我也是。他们是亚伯拉罕的后裔吗？我也是。23节。
Verse 23.
他们是基督的仆人吗？我更是我比他们多受劳苦，多下监牢，受鞭打是过重的，冒死是屡次有的。24节。被犹太人鞭打五次，每次40减去一下。25节。
25
被棍打了三次，被石头打了一次，遇到船坏了三次，一昼一夜在深海里。26
26
又屡次行远路，遭江河的危险，盗贼的危险，同族的危险，外邦人的危险，城里的危险，旷野的危险，海中的危险，假弟兄的危险。27节。
27
受劳碌，受困苦，多次不得睡，赤身露体。28
28
除了这外面的事，还有为教会挂心的事，天天压在我身上。这就是保罗的人生。
This is Paul's life.
这是他在认识主耶稣基督里面他的新的人生。
This is the new life that he has after he came to know Christ.
顺利吗？
Is it smooth?
成功吗？
Is it successful?
舒服吗？
Is it comfortable?
完全没有。
It's not, none of it.
这种人生啊，真的换成我们过不下去的。
If we were to live this kind of life, I don't think any of us would survive.
走到哪里都有危险。
No matter where he goes, he faces danger.
所以像他这样的人。
This kind of people like him.
你旅行的时候千万不要找这种同伴。
When you travel, do not find a travel companion.
坐船就船沉。
Because if you go on the boat, you'll suffer shipwreck.
去观光城市就被人家拿石头丢。
And if you go tour a city, people in that city might stone you.
所以这就是保罗的新生活。
This is Paul's new life.
但是他为什么会有这样的新生活？
How come he had this kind of new life?
他在这种新生活当中为什么能够乐此不疲的享受这样的生活？
How come he can enjoy this kind of new life?
因为他有一个新的价值观。
Because he had a new value system.
在过去的价值观当中，
His old value system
告诉他说他要为那个旧约的律法来努力。
Told him to strive hard for the sake of the law.
所以他就非常拼命啊。
So he risked his life.
到处抓基督徒。
He traveled around to capture Christians.
但是在认识主耶稣基督之后，
After he came to know Lord Jesus,
他看到一个新的方向。
He saw a new direction.
他有一个新的价值。
He had a new value.
所以他有了一个新的人生。
That's why he has a new life.
新的价值是什么？
What's this new value?
为基督受苦是好的无比的。
It's very best to suffer for Christ.
为基督受苦是完全有那个价值的。
It's worth it to suffer for Christ.
所以今天我们能够为基督受苦吗？
Today, can we suffer for Christ?
我们来看一下保罗怎么说。
Let's see what Paul says.
我们看哥林多后书第四章。
Please turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 4.
哥林多后书第四章。
2 Corinthians chapter 4.
哥林多后书第四章第十六节。
Second Corinthians chapter 4 verse 16。
十六节说：“所以我们不丧胆，外体虽然毁坏，内心却一天心似一天。”十七节。
17。
我们这至暂至轻的苦楚，至暂至轻哦，要为我们成就那极重无比、永远的荣耀。这就是保罗的看见。
This is what Paul has seen.
他的 vision.
This is his vision.
因为他知道自己的身份。
He knew his status.
而且他知道自己将来所要得的价值。
He knew the the glory that is to receive.
所以他看现在要尽的本分，就是至战至清的苦楚。
Therefore, he viewed the duty that he have in this life as momentary light.
如果没有看到将来的价值
，if he cannot see the value in the future,
保罗不会受这种，不会愿意受这种苦。
Paul will not be willing to suffer this kind of hardship.
所以一个人要为基督受苦。
If a person wants to suffer for Christ,
一个人要为信仰付出。
If a person wants to sacrifice for his faith,
一个人要为得救牺牲。
If a person wants to pay sacrifice for his salvation,
他必须要先看到那个将来的价值。
He has to see the value of in the.The things that he will receive in the future.
所以因为看到以后的价值
，because he can see what he will receive.
所以现在的这一切就比较比较之下，至战至轻。
In comparison to what he will receive in the future, everything that he's suffering right now is momentary and light.
你有为基督受过苦吗
？Have you suffered for Christ?
你有为了信仰挣扎过吗
？Have you struggled for the sake of your faith?
保罗告诉我们
Paul tells us.
保罗在彼得后书跟我们怎么说
？In Second Peter, Paul says.
他说：“凡立志在基督里敬虔度日的，都要受逼迫。
”Whoever has desire to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted.
凡就是全部哦。
All who desire.
立志就是决心。
All who has set this determination.
敬虔度日 是中间的，是过程。
To live a godly life, this is a process.
结果是什么
？What's the end result?
一定要受逼迫。
These people will be persecuted.
所以我们在生活当中，信仰上有没有感觉到受过逼迫
？Do we feel that we are under persecution in our life?
或许我们今天的逼迫跟保罗不一样。
Perhaps our persecution is different than the one that Paul had faced.
今天你信耶稣。
Today you believe in Jesus.
没有人会把你关起来。
No one will put you in prison.
今天你传福音。
Today you preach the gospel.
不会有人拿石头丢你。
No one will stone you.
所以我们今天信耶稣所遭受的逼迫可能不太一样。
Persecution that we face today, when we believe in Jesus.
但是我们今天受的逼迫是什么
？What's the persecution that we face today?
可能是一些生决定上的挣扎。
Perhaps it's a struggle that we go through when you make decisions.
我们每天都要做很多决定。
We have to make many decisions every day.
我们决定常常是受到身旁的人的影响。
Many times we're influenced by people around us.
有时候为了要做正确的决定。
Sometimes to make the right decision.
符合信仰的决定。
A decision that's according to our faith.
我们在这个抉择当中，有时候是要挣扎的。
We might have to struggle.
有时候是要牺牲的。
We might have to sacrifice.
有时候是要放弃。
Sometimes we have to let go of something.
这就是我们的逼迫啊。
This is our persecution.
所以我们必须要问问自己。
We must ask ourselves.
在信仰上，我们有没有曾经尝试，有没有感受过这样子的逼迫
？Have we ever experienced this kind of persecution in our faith?
所以因为在圣经里告诉我们说啊，圣经里说一定有。
The Bible tells us that you will be persecuted.
所以如果你从来没有感受过逼迫
，So if you have never experienced persecution,
信仰上从来不需要挣扎。
If you have never encountered struggles,
只有两个可能。
There's only two possibilities.
第一个可能
，First one,
你是完美的。
You are perfect.
像耶稣一样
，Just like Jesus.
准备要被提回去见主了。
You're ready to for God to take you home.
如果是这样子
，If that's the case,
感谢主
，Thank God.
虽然几率不高
，Perhaps even though this possibility is very slim.
如果不是。
If that's not the case,
那也有两个可能。
There's two more possibilities.
第一个可能
，First one.
圣经说谎。
The Bible lies.
因为圣经骗人。
The Bible is telling us lies.
所以我没有感受过逼迫。
That's why I've never ever faced persecution.
但是圣经不会骗人啊。
But we know that the Bible doesn't lie.
所以只有另外一个可能。
There's only that leaves us with the other possibility.
什么原因
？What's the reason?
就是你信仰麻木。
That you're numb in your faith.
因为你信仰麻木。
Because your faith is numb.
因为你信仰可以很容易的妥协。
Because you're easily compromised.
所以没有逼迫啊。
That's why you have no persecution.
没有挣扎怎么会有逼迫
？If you don't face struggle, where is persecution?
所以我们今天要看一下。
So today, look around.
如果我们信仰当中从来没有感觉到这种抉择当中的挣扎
，If we have never experienced struggles concerning our faith,
在我们的生活当中
in our lives,
跟我们的朋友相处,
when we're with our friends,
面对我们老板的要求,
when we are facing the requests that our boss has given us,
如果我们从来不需要挣扎,
if we never had to make any struggle,
可能是因为我们很容易妥协,
it might be because we compromise easily.
所以如果我们容易妥协,
if we are compromised easily,
没有挣扎,
there will be no struggle.
自然就没有逼迫,
naturally, there will be no persecution.
所以是告诉我们说你立志敬虔度日,
that's why here it tells us that if you desire to live a godly life,
一定有逼迫,
you will have persecution.
但是在这逼迫的生活当中,
but in a life of persecution,
有一个力量是要撑着你让你知道说我忍受这一切是有价值的。
There is one strength or power will support you to let you know that every suffering that you are going through is worth it.
什么样的力量？
What is this power?
使我们能够有这样的勇气跟能力承受逼迫。
To give us power and a strength and wisdom to suffer persecution.
我们看以弗所书第二章。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 2.
以弗所书第二章。
Ephesians chapter 2.
以弗所书第二章
Ephesians chapter 2、
对不起以弗所书第一章、
Excuse me, Ephesians chapter 1
以弗所书第一章的第十七节
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 17
十七节求我们主耶稣基督的神荣耀的父将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给你们使你们真知道他十八节
18
并且照明你们心中的眼睛使你们知道他的恩召有何等的指望他在圣徒中得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀十九节
19
并知道他向我们这信的人所显的能力是何等的浩大这告诉我们说怎么样有力量来撑过来面对逼迫面对挣扎
This passage tells us how what we should do to obtain the strength that will sustain us through persecution
当我们看到这个恩召、神召我们来、这个恩召 有指望
When God called us He's giving us a hope
将来那个神要给我们那个是和那个基业我们要回的家要得的奖赏是何等的荣耀
That hope is the riches of the glory of the inheritance that we will receive in the future.
以及在我们这个人的身上啊，引领我们一辈子那个他所显的那种恩惠跟能力，一步一步引领你啊，是何等的，这能力是显得是何等的大。
How great is the power and the grace that God has shown us to guide us through our life.
所以我们如果能够看见这一点
when we are able to see this point,
知道你要去哪里
when we know where we shall go,
当你回去可以得到什么
and what kind of, what you will receive when we return home.
那这样子这世间的很多事情就变得容易忍受
then many things in this life that you have to endure will become easier.
所以我们今天把眼睛擦干净看清楚
Today we must enlighten our eyes.
你有看见那个等候你那个荣耀的冠冕吗
Do you see this crown of glory that's waiting for you?
回去才有哦
You can only have it when you return home.
回去就有哦
When you return home, you will have it.
是你的帮你留着的
That is yours and reserved for you.
所以我们要有新，我们在新的价值观当中要有，因为有新的价值，所以能够有新的努力方向。
Because we have a new value system, that's why we have a new goal.
我们再看回来，彼得前书哦。
Let's turn back to 1 Peter.
彼得前书第二章。
1 Peter chapter 2.
第二章的第九节
Chapter 2 verse 9
九节说要叫你们宣扬那招你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德、在这里说基督徒的本分、圣洁国度的本分、第一个是要我们自己要出黑暗入光明、
A duty of a holy nation is to come out of darkness and turn into light、
第二个就是要宣扬那个奇妙者他的美德
The second duty is to proclaim the excellencies of him who has called us
就是要做见证
That that means we have to testify.
就是要传福音。
Meaning we need to preach the gospel.
就是要分享恩典。
In another word, we have to share the grace that we have received.
哦，这是神对我们的要求。
This is God's requirements.
也是我们的本分。
It's also our duty.
哦，要传福音。
To preach the gospel.
神给我们的使命。
This is the commission that God has given us.
要做见证。
To bear testimony,
让人家看到说你生命当中神的恩典是有多么的浩大。
So that other people can see the great grace that God has shown in your life.
这样的传福音不是说到路上，或者是不只是跟我们的朋友，或者是到路上去发传单哦。
When we say preaching the gospel, it's not I don't mean only can we go out to the roads and preach.To our friends.
不只是这样子哦。
It's not merely that.
很多时候是你怎么样把你的信仰往下传。
But many times this means how to pass our faith to the next generation.
信仰的传承哦。
The passing of our the faith.
有时候我们有的在座的是信仰的第一代。
Many of us here are first generation.
所以我们作为第一代啊，我们来到神的家中哦，常常是有很大的神很大的恩典。
As first generation of believers, we have experienced God's great grace.
很奇妙的作为。
His amazing work.
病痛得医治。
That our illnesses are healed.
走投无路神开路。
When we have no way to go, God opened a way for us.
心灵空虚痛苦，神给你满足。
When you feel empty inside, you feel pain, God satisfies you.
家庭一片混乱，神帮你理清楚。
Or your family used to be chaotic, but God give you peace.
所以很多第一代那个信仰的体验是非常。非常直接而且有力的。
First generation believers, many times their experience of God is very direct.
所以我们要宣扬。
That's what we need to proclaim.
宣扬什么？
Proclaim what?
让我们身旁的人也知道。
To proclaim so that people around us can know.
这更重要的是。
What's more important?
让我们的下一代也知道。
So that our next generation can know.
你看那个旧约的时候啊。
If you look at read the New Old Testament,
他们每次有什么重大事情
，whenever something great comes up,
有任何那个神很伟大的作为
，or whenever God performed a great miracle,
他们就会立一个石柱
，they will set a pillar.
为什么要立那个石柱
？Why?
因为在当代可能大家都知道
，perhaps back then everyone knows.
但是在下一代呢？
But what about the next generation?
下下一代呢?
The generation after that.
他们没有经历过。
They have not gone through this experience.
他们没有直接的参与。
They have not participated directly.
所以他们不知道。
That's why they don't know about.
所以他们要怎么知道?
This event.
看到那个柱子啊。
How do we let them know?
By letting. 这柱子在这里做什么?
By letting them see this pillar.
这柱子是什么意思?
What does this pillar mean?
那个知道的人就可以把神的作为告诉他们。
Those who know about this will tell them the God's work.
我们今天也要这样子。
Today we must do likewise.
对我们身旁的人。
People around us,
我们要把神的恩典见证给他们知道。
We need to let them know God's grace.
对我们的子女
，to our children,
我们也要把这个神大能的作为啊，神奇妙的工作啊，讲给他们知道。
We have to let them know God's great works in us.
使他们知道说，如果不是神，今天就没有我们这个家。
Let them know that if it weren't for God, then we would not be here today.
如果不是神的恩典
，if it weren't for God's grace,
我们家是会完全不一样的。
Our home would be very different today.
使得他们能够去感受
，so that they can experience,
去思想
，and think,
去感谢
，and thank God,
然后建立起自己的信仰
，and build their faith.
所以我们必须要注重信仰的传承。
That's why we need to pay special attention to of all this work of passing our faith.
而作为第二代呢
？As second generation believer, third generation.
你要问问自己。
You have to ask yourself.
请问，你们家当初来信是为了什么原因
？Why did your household come to believe?
一定有原因。
There must be a reason.
一定有恩典。
There has to be grace.
多。不管大小，每个信徒的生命当中一定有神的作为。
Whether great or small, every believer will definitely encounter God's grace.
所以我们作为后代
，as descendants.
哦，我们作为第二、第三代的信徒哦。
As second or third generation believers.
我们知道神在我们家中所做的是何等的作为吗
？Do we know the great works that God has performed in our household?
如果不知道
，If we don't,
请赶快回家问。
Please go home and ask.
如果你没有问
，If you don't ask,
那不但你不知道。
Not only will you not know,
同时你的下一代也不知道。
Your children will not know either.
所以我们不要变成那个信仰断层的原因。
Let's not let ourselves be the cause of the end of our children's faith.
同时这个人这个要为主啊宣扬这个奇妙者的美德啊。
When we proclaim the excellencies of Him who has called us,
我们不只是在言语上可以为主做见证。
Not only can we bear testimonies,
更重要的是我们的生活也可以是一个见证。
With our words, our life can also be a testimony.
就像我们刚讲的，别大家都在看我们。
Just like what we said before, everyone is looking at us.
身旁的人都在读我们这一本书。
They're reading this book.
你的生命是个见证吗？
Is your life a testimony?
你的生命能够引人来到光明吗？
Can your life bring other people to the light?
你的生命能够帮助别人认识神吗？
Can your life help other people to come to know Christ?
所以我们要在我们作为神的，我们作为神的圣洁的国度。
As God's holy nation.
这是我们应尽的本分。
This is our duty.
所以当我们认识了自己的身份。
After we have come to know our status,
知道自己很尊贵
know that we have a royal status.
或许这个世界人不知道我们很尊贵
Perhaps people in this world don't know that we are honorable.
但是我们知道
But we know.
主也知道
The Lord knows.
所以我们认清自己的，我们当我们认识自己的身份
When we understand our status,
并且能够善尽自己的本分
And then we can perform our duties.
那我们就一定能够得到神所应许的福分
and in this way we can definitely receive the inheritance that God has given us
神所应许的福分是什么
that God will give us and what's this blessing that he promised
我们看回来彼得前书第二章
let's turn back to 1 Peter chapter 2
彼得前书第二章第十节
chapter 2 verse 10
第十节说你们从前算不得子民现在却做了神的子民从前未曾蒙连续现在却蒙了连续、那这里告诉我们说有两个福分要给我们
Here it tells us that God will give us two types of blessings
第一个福分
First type
就是你要被称为神的子民
That you will be called people of God
这是福分
This is a blessing.
为什么这是福分?
Why is this a blessing?
因为只有被称为子民的
Because only those who are called people
才能够回去那个国家
can return to their country.
今天如果你不是那个国家的国民
Today, if you're not citizens of that country,
你就不能够回去
You cannot return to that country.
来美国
When you come to the United States,
还可以偷渡
You can come here illegally.
你去天国
But when you go to the kingdom of heaven,
是没有办法偷渡的
There's no way you can go there illegally.
只有这个神国的子民被神算为子民的，你才有把握、有保证，一定回去。
Only those whom God called as His people can return to God's kingdom.
所以这是神给我们的福分。
Therefore, this is a blessing God has given us.
尽本分做好。
If we perform our duty,
进入光明，行在光明，活在光明。
Enter into the light, live in the light.
宣扬福音，然后传承恩典。
Proclaim the gospel and pass our faith.
这两样就可以保证你成为神国的子民。
If we do these two things, then we will be guaranteed to be God's people.
不只是你要作为神的子民。
Not only will we be God's people.
另外一项福分。
Another blessing.
他说你要蒙连续得恩惠。
Is that we will receive mercy.
当我们得到这个应许的身份以后。
After we have received this promised status,
我们还会在这个世界上一段时间。
We will live in this world for another period of time.
我们可能还是有一些必须要面对的挑战以及困难。
Perhaps there are a different sets of challenges we must face.
人生一样，有顺有逆，有高有低。
We must continue to live life; it's ups and downs.
但是今天主耶稣告诉你。
But today Jesus is telling you.
你认清自己的身份。
Understand who you are.
你善尽自己的本分。
Perform your duties.
我就照顾你，施怜悯，给你恩惠。
I will take care of you, show you mercy, give you blessings.
所以主耶稣告诉我们什么？
What does Jesus tell us?
他说不要害怕。
Jesus tells us not to be afraid.
他说你们在世上有苦难哦。
He said, in this world, you will have trouble.
是的，还是有苦难。
Yes, you will have trouble.
但是不要怕。
But do not be afraid.
主耶稣说我已经胜了世界啊。
For I have overcome the world.
所以你们在世上有苦难。
So even though you have troubles in this world,
在我里面有平安。
In me, you will have peace.
你活在主耶稣里面。
If you live in Christ,
或许外在的环境在变化。
Perhaps, the environment around you is changing.
或许一些困难放在你的眼前。
Perhaps there are many, difficulties ahead of you.
甚至有时候好像行无路的呼，那个喊不出来，走不下去了。
Or sometimes you might feel that you can no longer walk, go forward.
主耶稣告诉你。
Lord Jesus is telling you,
我一定帮你开路。
I will definitely open a way for you.
我一定给你负责。
I will be responsible for you.
我做你的神。
I will be your God.
你做我的子民。
You will be my people.
这就是神给我们的福分。
This is the blessing of God.
在世得恩典。
That in this world we shall have blessings.
来世有永生。
In the life to come we will have eternal life.
我们去唱诗。
Let's sing.
390首。
390.